ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाधृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ज्ञेयस्य नित्यसंन्यासी यो न द्वेष्टी न काङ्क्षति निर्द्वन्द्वो हि महाबाहो सुखं बन्धात् प्रमुच्यते साङ्ख्ययोगौ पृथग् बाला प्रवदन्ति न पण्डिताः एकमप्यास्थितः सम्यक् उभयोर्विन्दते फलम्। इन् दि श्लोकास् भगवान् is persuading Arjuna to give up the fancy for sannyasa lifestyle. Arjuna is in turbulent condition because now he has to perform his duty as a kshatriya, and this particular duty is a painful duty which is in the form of killing his own relatives and teachers. So therefore Arjuna is trying to escape from his duty by taking to sannyasa lifestyle. So repeatedly he is asking a chance, at least an approval from Bhagavan to take the sannyasa lifestyle. And Bhagavan, as a wonderful teacher, he is not going to succumb to the pressure of the disciple, because there are varieties of disciples. Some people will come and ask us, insisting their own ideas and trying to get approval from us so that they can quote it whenever it is necessary. They ask that Swami also, so he also gave permission like that. Similarly, here Arjuna wants to get some sort of approval for his fancy, but very shrewdly Bhagavan avoids answering it directly and approving his fancy directly. Repeatedly he says that lifestyle doesn't matter, lifestyle doesn't guarantee freedom. What is guaranteed? What guarantees freedom? Maturity. Knowledge guarantees freedom, not the lifestyle or the color of the dress. So he says here, Nyeyaha nitya sannyasi na dveshti na kaankshati iti. One who doesn't come under the spell of his own whims and fancies, one who is free from raga dvesha, he is the person actually sannyasi. Yaha nirdvandvaha saha bandhat pramuchyate. One who is nirdvandvaha, ragadvesha rahitaha, karmayogi, bandhat pramuchyate. Certainly he also attains the freedom, freedom which is in the form of emotional independency. Therefore, instead of concentrating on the lifestyle, you concentrate on the inner growth. That is the teaching here. So here Bhagavan says, साङ्ख्ययोगौ पृथक् बाला प्रवदन्ति न पण्डिताः एकमपि आसितः सम्यक् उभयोः विन्दते फलम्। इवन् दि ड्यूटीस् आफ् वन् पर्टिक्युलर् लैफ् स्टैल् इस् पर्फार्म्ड् इन् ए प्रापर् वे वित् दि एटिट्यूड् आफ् कर्मयोग, द पर्सन् द सीकर् गेट्स् दि मेच्यूरिटि अण्ड् अटैन्स् दि मोक्षम्। एकमपि सम्यक् आसितः सन्, सम्यक् आस्थितः मीन्स् वाट्? हिस् आश्रमधर्म मे वेरि, duties may vary. The duties of sannyasi can never be the duties of a householder. Duties may vary, but if they are performed with the attitude that it is for the sake of Chitta Shuddhi, for the sake of purity of mind, for the sake of Ishwara Priti, then it gives Jnana Yogyata, then ultimately the person gets knowledge. Bhagavan continues the same idea.
Yet Sankhyai Prapyate Sthanam Tad Yogairapi Gamyate Ekam Sankhyam Cha Yogam Cha Yah Pashyati Sa Pashyati.
The same idea is repeated here in order to reinforce. Yet Sthanam Sankhyai Prapyate, that goal which is attained by Sankhyai. Sankhyai means here sannyasins. Tat Sthanam Yogaihi Api Gamyate, that same goal is attained by householder also in due course. Kramena api gamyate. Sankhyaha, in the last class we saw, has four meaning. Sankhyam, Napumsalinka means, it will mean Brahman or Brahmajnanam. Sankhyaha means Jnani or Ashrama Sanyasi. So all the four meanings can apply for this one particular word. In this context, Sankhyaha means Sanyasi. Because Jnana Pradhanatvat, sannyasi's life is completely dedicated for pursuit of the knowledge. He doesn't have any social responsibility, family responsibilities. So spends the entire life in Atma Vichara. Therefore, Sankhyaha, sannyasi is equal to Sankhyaha. Then Yogihi means here householder. Why he is called Yogihi? Because Karma Pradhanatvat. Yoga means Karma Yoga. Yogi, he means karma yogi. Householder lifestyle is full of responsibilities and duties. Therefore, householder is called in this context as yogihi. The word yoga, the word mom, these are all very confusing words. In Gita, you will come across at least five types of meanings for these two words. Yogaha. For karma yoga also, it is used as yogaha. For Jnanam also, some places Yogaha. For Athayoga also, Yogaha. So, lot of different types of meanings are there. We have to see the context and take the appropriate meaning. So, here Bhagavan says, that goal which is attained by a sannyasi, the same goal is attained by householder also. What is that goal? It is Sthanam. Sthanam means Atma Jnanam. Sthanam generally means place. Here Atma Jnanam is the Sthanam. So Sanskrit language has a peculiarity. One word will have many meanings. So here Sthanam means Atma Jnanam or Mokshaha. Why it cannot mean a place? Why it cannot be a place? Here the context is attaining the Lord. Attaining the Lord cannot be in the form of a travel to a different place. In Puranas, you will come across there is a Shivaloka or Brahmaloka or Vaikuntaloka, like that. These are all for children. Attaining the Lord can be possible only in the form of knowledge. Why? Because there is no difference between the individual and the Lord in terms of distance. Lord is not different from me in terms of distance. Lord is not different from me in terms of time. That thing which is not different from me in terms of distance and in terms of time, it can be only all-pervasive entity. All-pervasive entity only can be everywhere. It is not different from me in terms of distance. What is the harm if God is different from me in terms of distance? Like our Semitic religion say that God is different from the world. He is sitting or hiding somewhere else. And he doesn't have any form, but sitting in a chair with a crown also, having a right side and left side. These are all there, these ideas are there, all Semitic religions. So what is the harm in having that type of God? That God will be a perishable one. Any entity which is within the limitations of Kala and Desha will be a Anitya Vastu. In our Hindu religion also, Veda also, these types of places are quoted, but attaining the Lord doesn't mean that going to these places, anywhere you go, you have to come back. But attaining the Lord will be in terms of knowledge, because the distance between me and the Lord is notional distance, thought wise distance, that's all. Because I think he is different from me, so he is different. Because I think he is not here and he is somewhere else, I am not able to gain him, I am not able to transact with him. So the distance is notional distance. Therefore the goal will be what? Knowledge. Knowledge in the form of understanding that if at all there is anybody as Bhagavan, he cannot be different from me. So here Bhagavan says, yat sthanam sankhyaihi prapyate tat sthanam yogaihi api gamyate faladrishtya same. That end attained by a sannyasi, same end is attained by the grahastha also or householder also. What is that end? Gaining knowledge, brahmajnanam. In brahmajnanam there is no variety. He is householder, brahmajnani, therefore his brahmajnanam is 90%. He is sannyasi, brahmajnani, so therefore his knowledge is 100%. Like that there is no gradation in knowledge. There is no gradation in knowledge. So one education officer visited a school. He asked, what is the result of 6 multiplied by 6? A student told, 246, sir. Then the education officer got annoyed, hey, 6 into 6. Yes, sir, 246. He asked the teacher, hey, what he is telling? Then the teacher told, up to last year he was telling 546. At least now 300 he has reduced. So 6 into 6 will be 36 only. There is no gradation in that knowledge. Understood? There is no gradation in knowledge. Knowledge is one, everywhere, at any time. Similarly, here the knowledge is in the form of I am the all-pervasive entity. And in that knowledge, there is no gradation whether he is a sannyasi or a grihastha. And Brahman also is same. Attaining is what? Attaining the Brahman. Brahman for sannyasi is separate. For grihastha, another Brahman. Is that like that? Brahman also is one. So there is no differentiation in the phalam or the end. Therefore, yaha sankhyam yogam cha ekam iti pashyati saha pashyati. One who knows that both lifestyle will lead to same knowledge, same Bhagavan, he alone understood the spiritual life properly. Now, Arjuna may ask a question. If sannyasi and householder will reach the same goal, then why don't I take sannyasa? Very argument gives a scope for him to escape. What is the argument? Bhagavan here gives, see, you need not jump from your lifestyle. Both are efficacious lifestyles. Concentrate on getting inner maturity, gain the knowledge and be free. And being free is called vidvat sannyasa, real sannyasa. This is ashrama sannyasa, lifestyle sannyasa. Gaining knowledge is called real sannyasa. That is the argument from the Bhagavan side. Now Arjuna turns the same argument. If sannyasi and householder will reach the same goal, why don't I take sannyasa? Because I am bored with grahastha ashrama so far. Lot of troubles I had to undergo, for which I am not at all responsible. My idiot elder brother did something, and because of him I had to go through all these humiliations, even though I am not responsible. Even though I am the person who brought all the wealth, I am the person who brought Panchali. Who won Panchali? Arjuna only. But still I had to go through all these humiliations, so I am already bored. Why don't I take sannyasa? Because in sannyasa lifestyle, there is no possibility of getting humiliations. There is no need to do any duty. And my duty here now is what? Terrible duty. Duty of killing my own relatives and teachers. So why don't I take sannyasa? That is, instead of struggling with all these social responsibilities, family responsibilities and practicing spiritual life, why don't I be free from, because anybody can be free from social responsibilities at any time. Both have to do spiritual sadhanas, but there is no necessity that a person should perform social responsibilities. If he is staying in society, then okay. I am not interested in staying in this society at all. I don't want to have any privileges of staying in the society at all, having comfortable stay and comfortable food and people. When I want to get away from the society, why don't I go for it? Because, oh Lord, according to you, what is the criterion to get freedom? Knowledge is the criterion. So I can pursue that knowledge staying in forest, staying in seclusion, instead of staying in household and instead of having lot of problems, then going for sadhana. No time for spiritual life, no opportunity for spiritual practices also. If I sit in the house for meditation, immediately my child comes and puts TV. House is very small, only 3 rooms are there, 3 bedroom. Somehow I managed to get it, or I am in rent room, I cannot change. I cannot have one more house for meditation purpose. I cannot have one more house for puja purpose. So my puja, my meditation, my spiritual practices are all interlinked with my social status, family status, with children. And instead of having all these problematic spouse and troubling children and nagging wife or nagging husband, why can't I take sannyasa? Bhagavan says, the simple reason is, Arjuna, you are not matured for that also. You are not matured for ultimate knowledge. Therefore, perform karma yoga. And you are not matured even for sannyasa lifestyle also. Here Bhagavan says, sannyasastu mahabaho dukkamaptum ayogataha yoga yukto munir brahma nachirena adhigacchati. Bhagavan uses the word tu. Tukara means whereas. If you think that why can't I go for sannyasa lifestyle, hey mahabaho, hey mighty armed one, a powerful person, you may be physically powerful. Mighty armed one means what? One who is powerful physically. Indirectly Bhagavan criticizes, illi enilla. You may be physically powerful, economically powerful, financially powerful, intellectually powerful, but still with regard to emotional maturity, you have not yet matured, you have not mastered your mind. Sanyasaha dukkam aptum ayogataha. Yogataha means what? One who is endowed with yoga. Here also yoga has two meaning. And sannyasa also has two meaning. Therefore, it can be interpreted in two ways. First interpretation is, if you take sannyasa as ashrama sannyasa, ashrama sannyasa means what? Lifestyle sannyasa. If you take that, then ayogataha means immaturity. Yogyata rahitaha. Ayogataha means yogyata rahitaha. Because very sannyasa lifestyle requires certain level of maturity. It requires certain level of freedom from ragadvesha, whims and fancies. A sannyasi can never demand, give me dosa, vada, ice cream. Bhagavati, ice cream dehi, he cannot ask. But householder can have that privilege. He can ask his wife or spouse, he or she can ask, please prepare vada, so many days over. So sannyasi cannot have that freedom, that privilege. So this very lifestyle requires certain level of purity. For an immature man, sannyasa lifestyle is very, very dangerous. It may end up as a mithyachari lifestyle. A lifestyle as a mithyachari. Externally, one type of behavior. Internally, another type of life and thought process. For a matured person, seclusion is a blessing. Seclusion is a blessing. You can spend the entire time in Shastra Shravana or Manana or Nididhyasana. Entire time he can spend. But for an immature person, seclusion is a curse. That's why with regard to silence itself, they have two types of silence. One is silence enjoyed in temples and ashramas. Nowadays temples you don't enjoy silence. At least in ashramas you enjoy silence. Another one is the silence which you enjoy in the smashana, graveyard. That graveyard silence is very problematic silence. So the immature person, he will feel loneliness when he is in seclusion, he will feel loneliness. So his ragadvesha will overpower his mind, his fancies. He may become crazy or hypocrite. For an immature person like you, Arjuna, sannyasa lifestyle will be a difficult one, and it is a one-way traffic also. You cannot experiment this lifestyle. So, okay, let me be a sannyasi for 1 month. There are some religion, Buddhistic religion, you can be a sannyasi for 1 month. They will give first class sannyasa class, and they will shave your head also, 1 month or 6 months or 1 year. Then you come back. Then you go again. Then you come back, like that. That type of religion it is. Very sannyasa is the requirement for any spiritual practice in that religion. Our Hindu religion is not like that. It is one-way traffic. You cannot come back. Once you go for that, you cannot come back. So therefore, before going, you have to take lots of precaution. Bhartrihari says in his Vairagya Shatakam, Jnanam satam manam adadikaranam keshanchityetad madamohanashanam sthanam vivictam yaminam vimuktaye kamaturanam adikamakaranam. Here Bhartrihari says, satam jnanam, the understanding or the knowledge of sadhus will lead to Mada Moha Nashanam, will lead to the destruction of Mada and Moha, destruction of the arrogance and delusion. But the same information, if it is given to an ignorant person, if it is given to a person who is not matured enough, that very information will become the source of arrogance. That's what we find. Immature people, just because they get a degree or PhD or something, very big head becomes. That head never bows down to the noble people. They consider just by engineering degree or doctor degree or PhD or whatever. He may be ignorant with regard to even normal things in life. Understand? He doesn't know how to prepare even tea. But his parent may be without any degree of these things, but they have lot of knowledge with regard to day-to-day life, how to lead the life, and they have taught good things to this child also. But this child will not have respect and love for the parents just because what? I have a degree certificate, you don't have that, therefore shut up your mouth. Same understanding, same knowledge, same information, if it is given to matured person, that information becomes the source of destruction of his arrogance and delusion. And if it is immature person, the same thing causes mana madadi karanam, arrogance and pride. Similarly, sthanam vivictam yaminam vimuktaye, seclusion, if it is meant for matured sadhus, it will lead him to vimuktaye, for freedom. But the same seclusion, kamaturanam adhikama karanam, in seclusion an immature person should not leave at all, because all his ragadvesha, kama, krodha, everything will overpower him, and ati kama karanam. That's why in our culture, sannyasa is taken with the permission of the guru. Just because I like, I cannot take sannyasa. So guru has to say that you are matured, or guru has to say you are not yet matured. With the permission of the teacher only or guru only, a person should go for sannyasa life. Sannyasa life is not for escapists. Sannyasa life is for grown up people. Not for dropped out, not for escapists. It is for grown out people. When everything is fine, if you take sannyasa, that is the prescribed sannyasa. When you have lot of degrees, when you have plenty of salary in your hands, and when you are revered by every person in the family, then if you say enough, then that is the sign of maturity or growing out. But escape is sannyasa. When spouse trouble or children trouble or pink slip from the employer, whenever pink slip comes, people come here. I get lot of people. They lost the job. People come, young boys come. So Swami, I want to become sannyasi. I asked two questions. I asked, any girlfriend you had? Then do you have job now? I asked. So naturally the answer will come, accordingly we'll deal them. So when love affair, something, it's not love affair, it is something, it's not at all love. Because love according to Shastra is something very grand, you know, where there is no selfishness at all, where there is no physical view at all in actual love. But nowadays they use that word love affair, love affair. So when that becomes problem, or when he loses his job or some big loss happens, then naturally mind peeps into the way of sannyasa life. Can I go for it? Bhagavan says, one who peeps in will peeps out. Correct? Either you have to come inside fully or stay outside. The peeping inside will not help. This is the first interpretation. If sannyasa is taken as ashrama sannyasa, then here ayogadaha means yogyata rahitaha, immature person. The second interpretation is sannyasastu mahabaho dukkam aptum ayogataha. For the second interpretation is sannyasa as atma jnanam. Because sannyasa has two meaning. One is vividisha sannyasi, another is vidvat sannyasi. Vidvat sannyasi means jnani. Vidvat sannyasa means jnanam. So atma jnanam also is meant by the word sannyasa. If that meaning is taken, that sannyasa also is not possible for a person who is not matured by karma yoga. Here ayogataha means what? Karma yoga rahitaha. This also is not possible without maturity and karma yoga. So in both ways, whether external sannyasa or internal sannyasa, both requires maturity. External sannyasa requires emotional maturity. Internal sannyasa requires purity of mind. So therefore both requires yogyata. And emotional maturity is gained always through karma yoga only. Because in householder life, lots of opportunities to get beatings. That is the grandness of householder life. You get lot of opportunity to work out your own whims and fancies, your own likes and dislikes. So a lot of opportunities are there to neutralize them also. Because you will not be allowed to do what you want to do, and you will not be allowed to escape from what you don't want to do. There are certain actions which you want to escape, people will not allow you to do. You have to do it. And there are certain things you want to do, but people will not allow that also. Suppose meditation you want to do, children will not allow you. They will put pogo channel or something, they will tell, they will make sound. There is a field. Then that time how much BP goes up? How much BP goes up? You have to observe. Then slowly you have to, this is the world. Within this setup only I have to manage. So when they sleep, I will meditate. It is not possible for me to do any spiritual practice as long as they are awake. And you want to have nice sweet and ice cream, spouse or wife will tell, her husband will tell, dear honey, you are already sweet. You cannot have sweet. There are so many things which you want to have, they will not allow you. For sadhus, nobody is there to talk all these things. The sadhu want to die eating, 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 nobody is there. People will feed him and make him to go fast. There is a proverb in West Bengal. A Vaishnava Babaji dies out of repeated bathing, and a sannyasi dies out of repeated eating. Because devotees will tell, for our sake, one more laddu you can have. So what's the meaning? For our sake, you can have 200 calories or something and go quickly, die quickly. So there is no restriction if the person is not in the society. Society itself gives a framework for you to neutralize all the raga dvesha. Therefore, Bhagavan says, mere sannyasa ashrama does not guarantee freedom or moksha, whereas yoga yuktaha munihi brahma adhikachati. If you are a karma yogi and a mananashilaha munihi, you can attain brahman. When I will attain brahman? Nachirena brahma adhikachati, before long or quickly. Yoga yuktaha means what? Here karma yoga yuktaha. Munihi means what? A person who goes through shastra shravanam. See, for householder also, shastra is very, very important. Manana means manana shilaha. Manana means what? Repeated thinking. What you will think repeatedly? If you hear only serials and cinema, you will think that only. If you hear Shastram, then naturally you think in that line. So Mananath Munihi, one meaning, or Maunath Munihi. And for a Grihastha, there are lot of opportunity to keep mum. Because if you open the mouth, either fire comes or foul smell comes. So you keep the mouth. Foul smell, not physical foul smell. Words wise, because people don't know how to talk, what to talk, when to talk, how much to talk. You are in railway station, somebody comes, your friend or somebody, then how are you? He asks. You start your Ramayana and Mahabharata, and he is in anxiety of catching train. Hey, train bantappa, bidappa, no, adha nimisha ide. So we don't know what to talk, when to talk, how much to talk, whom to talk. So you have to keep mum, because if you open the mouth, immediately problem comes. That is the result. Whenever you open the mouth, immediately certain problem comes. So he slowly learned keeping the mauna. Anya vartha rahitaha shastra upadesha mananaha. So nachirene kramene kshipramyeva. In due course or sooner, Brahma adhikachati. Brahma adhikachati means he attains Brahman. As I told, there is no possibility of attaining Brahman. There is no possibility of attaining Brahman. Whenever we find in the Shastra that attains Brahman means he knows that he is already there. Brahma jnanam adhikachati or prapnoti. That's why Arjuna, I asked you to concentrate on maturity, not on lifestyle. Lifestyle does not guarantee moksha, but maturity guarantees moksha. And even for this lifestyle, you are not fit for that. Then now Arjuna comes with one more doubt. If lifestyle does not guarantee moksha, then how can you say Grihastha Ashrama is Vishishyate? Because in third shloka, Bhagavan told Grihastha Ashrama Tayoho Karma Sanyasa Karma Yogaha Vishishyate, he told. So how could you tell that Grihastha Ashrama is superior or Vishishyate? And again you told that both are equally efficacious. The answer is, from the standpoint of practicing jnana sadhanam, spiritual practices, in both lifestyle people can practice spiritual practices. Therefore both are equally efficacious. But from the standpoint of individual maturity, sannyasa ashrama is not for all. Therefore grihastha ashrama Vishishyate. And from the standpoint of end result of all the spiritual practices done by both the people, that is sannyasi and grihastha, the end also is same. Same means what? Atma jnanam. So objectively speaking, both lifestyles are useful and efficacious, but keeping the risk involved in sannyasa lifestyle, subjectively speaking, one should not aspire for sannyasa. Sannyasa must be a natural process of growing out. One should not aspire for this ashrama sannyasa, change of the cloth, because it is a one-way traffic. You cannot experiment it. You cannot say that I thought that this lifestyle will be like this, but I found afterwards it is not so. The same word you can tell to married life people. Okay, I thought my girlfriend will be nice or boyfriend will be nice, but I found it is not so, therefore we are going back to our pavilion. This you cannot tell when you take the sannyasa ashrama. Therefore Arjuna, you are not qualified for it. Therefore stay in grihastha ashrama and concentrate on inner maturity. So with this, Bhagavan answered Arjuna's question. Arjuna asked, which is better for me? He asked, which is better for me? Bhagavan told, both are nice, but for you, grihastha ashrama. Now Bhagavan continues, how a spiritual seeker goes through various stages in spiritual life and finally attains the Lord or attains the knowledge. Because yoga yuktaha brahma adhigachati, he told. Now the explanation of that statement is in the next shloka. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vichitatma jitendriyaha ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಕುರ್ವನ್ನಪಿ ನ ಲಿಪ್ಯತೆ. ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್. ಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಕರ್ಮೀಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಕರ್ಮಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ? ಎ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ರಿಸೀವ್ಸ್ ಎನಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ಎ ಭಕ್ತ ಎ ಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ, ಎ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ. ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಈ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ? ಎ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಡಸಂಟ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಡಸಂಟ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಡೆತ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸೊ ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿ ಬಿ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್? ಸೊ ಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಷನ್. ಫ್ರಮ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಈದರ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಆರ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡೂ. ಫಲಾಕಾಂಕ್ಷಿ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆರ್ ಎಸ್ ಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತ ಮೀನ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡೂ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೋಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ, ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೂ. ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೂ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಕರ್ಮಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ. ಕರ್ಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೂ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ. ಬಟ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೂ, ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ವಿಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ಸೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತ? ವಿಶುದ್ಧಾತ್ಮ ಭವತಿ. ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್, ಫಾರ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಎ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್. ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ. ಫಾರ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗಿ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಜನರಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್, ಹೌ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಸ್ಟೀಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಟೆಡ್, ಈಸ್ ಜಡ್ಜ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಗ್ರಿ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್. ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್? ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜಾಬ್, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜಾಬ್. ದೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಕಾರ್ ಆರ್ ಬಂಗ್ಲಾ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಚ್. ರಿಚ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್? Rich in what? Rich in wealth, that's all. Not rich in maturity, not rich in emotional balance, not rich in inner growth. You are still a beggar. But according to him, the judgment criteria all are external things. What I have, what I have, that connects me with what I am. If he thinks that, if he has an education certificate or something, job, money, or he thinks that I am successful in life, success based on external qualifications, external wealth. But for a karma yogi, success is not based on external things. So for him, what I am intrinsically is more important than what I possess. Whether I have or not, that is different question. But all the time I will be the same individual, a rich individual. When Bhagavan Ramji was asked to go to forest by Kaikeyi, when Kaikeyi was insisting him to go immediately, thinking that he may hesitate or protest, Bhagavan Ramji says, Naham Arthaparo Devi Lokamavastu Mutsahe Vidhimam Shivistulyam Kevalam Dharma Mashritam. Don't consider me as a beggar. I am not for Artha. I am not for wealth. My richness based on my character, my dharma. So that is the attitude of a karma yogi. The karma yogi is a one who doesn't depend upon what I have for his security, peace and happiness. Everybody wants security, peace and happiness. But Karma Yogi doesn't depend upon his wealth, external achievements for his security, peace and happiness. Karma Yogi gives top priority to spiritual growth. Therefore, dedicates entire life activities to the Lord and accepts every situation in life as prasadam or blessings from the Lord. Living this type of lifestyle with this attitude, what is the result? Vishuddhatma bhavati, becomes a man of purity. He becomes a man of purity. Purity of mind means what? Freedom from the slavery of whims and fancies. My mind says, I want this, so immediately hands goes there. I see the packet and hands go to the packet. Like children, you know. Whenever they see the balloon or toys, immediately they will point out, I want this. So your hand should go or their hand will come and take it. If you refuse, what will be the reaction? Crying will be giving noise. In children's case, it is palpable, tangible, everybody sees that noise. In our case, if mind thinks that I want this and eyes go there and hands also open the purse and sees nothing is there, not enough, so puts, but inside cry is there, I wanted but I could not get it. If I would have got some promotion or pay scale increase, so I could have got this. So that neighbor is having, idiot, that idiot can have, why not I? Like that crying builds up, goes on. For a Karma Yogi, there is no slavery. In his mind also, likes and dislikes comes, but he screens all of them and sees whether it is a necessity for me, will it help me in gaining inner maturity. If that is so, then he goes for it. In Aparokshanubhuti, one of the Vedantic texts written by Shankaracharya, there Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Varna ashrama dharmena tapasa haritoshanat sadhanam prabhavet punsam vairagyadi chatushtayam. As even a person performs his own duties according to his life status and position, with the attitude for the sake of haritoshanam, it is meant for haritoshanam or chitta shuddhi, then very same action, day-to-day duties become spiritual practice. Sadhanam prabhavet punsam vairagyadi chatushtayam. Vairagyadi chatushtam means viveka, discrimination, and vairagyam, shamadamadi, shatka sampatihi, mumukshutvam. So Karma Yoga alone gives enough maturity. A karmi leads mechanical life and repeats the same mistake. 10 years before you might have done some mistake, same mistake. That's why these addictive people are there, na? They know it is wrong, but still they repeatedly do the same mistake, resorting to entertainment whenever I am disturbed. That's the mistake generally children do, you know. Whenever child cries, that is taught by mother only. Whenever child cries, what mothers do? They will have one gilgulupa. Like that they will show. Diversion. Problem is not solved. Problem is not solved. Then for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, the child will open. Ah, it laughs, all the laugh. So again it will stop. How much time you will do like that, you will do. So when it starts, this fellow starts. Then again you do. So escapist methods, these are all diverting our attention. Same mistake we do. Even after 50 years or 60 years also. Why you went for cinema theater today? This fellow says, mind is not good, therefore I went. Hey, if your mind is not good, meditate, you should meditate. Tell the Lord's name. Solve the problem. You just divert. And how much time you will have entertainment? 2 hours, 2.5 hours? Then afterward, same problem comes and says, hey, you have not solved me, you have postponed me, solve me, I am here. Now I am powerful, double powerful, waiting. Like autowala, waiting charges are there. Na? Similarly, this fellow also. So repeat the same mistake. Here, what is the mistake we do generally? Whenever problem comes, we postpone or divert our mind, resort to escapist methods like drinking, like entertainment. Same mistake does. From the childhood onwards up to old age. But Karma Yogi is an alert person. He is alert towards the external situation and towards his internal situation. What is going on in his mind, he knows something wrong. So whenever he gets angry, you can see some spiritual seekers, when they get angry, simply they go from that place, that's all. So BP is increasing, temperature is going up, mercury is going up. What they do? If they open the valve called mouth, fire will come. So what is the way? Best way? Get away from that place. Silently go. So they know the internal condition, heat condition, and the external heat condition also. So they will never try to correct others. A karmi will always try to correct others. He will blame others only for his problem. Therefore, he will try to correct others. He will blame that my wife is not good, my children are not good. Like that, he will always blame others. But a karma yogi will ask him a question. Should I depend upon them for my peace and happiness? How can I have hold on them? How can I have hold on their mind when I don't have hold on my mind? I am not able to be free from expectations. I expect that their behavior should be like this only. If I drop that expectation, I am totally free. But I am not able to do that. When I don't have mastery over my mind, how can I try to establish mastery over their mind? Therefore, they do the same mistake. But Karma Yogi doesn't do the same mistake. He does new mistakes. Swami Vivekananda used to say, if a person who has a goal of life will stumbles or does mistakes 1,000 times, a person who doesn't have any goal in life will do 1 lakh mistakes, or he will stumble upon 1 lakh times. So here, what is the mistake of an ordinary person? Ordinary person considering the external world as the source of security, peace and happiness. But Karma Yogi knows none of the person or the situation or the object can give him security, peace and happiness, because na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha. There are certain golden rules in the Vedanta Shastram. You can never falsify these rules because they are facts. In Kathopanishad, the 8-year-old boy Nachiketa says, vittena na tarpaniyaha manushyaha. Wealth can never make a person satisfied. When it was told, we don't know. Now also you go and ask any rich man, are you satisfied? Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? He will say, bhaiya, your problem is 1,000 rupees problem, my problem is 1,000 crore problem. Correct? So vittena tarpaniyaha manushya. One rule. Another rule what? Api sarvam jivitam alpameva. Whatever I may be in this world while living, I also will die. So I will never try to make this place as a staying place. I am a guest to this world. Karmi will never have this idea at all. He will think that what? I will stay permanently. So I will do all types of akramas, try to grab others' properties also and try to enjoy. Even if somebody says, hey, everybody dies, you also will die. Then he will make that very anityatva itself as a cause for, sir, anyhow I am going to die, so let me enjoy now itself. In hurry. Anityatvam is told to the humanity that, since it is anityam, don't try to indulge in these things. Try to go beyond those things like that. But the karmi will take that itself as the cause for his sense enjoyment. So he will never have this idea that sarvam jivitam api alpameva. Whatever may be your life, whether you are prime minister or chief minister or the wealthiest person in the world or beggar or illiterate or literate or scientist, one day, if anybody is there, our name will come in obituary column. If anybody is there to pay money for newspaper, that also will not come. If anybody is there to remember us, at least for the sake of wealth which we have kept in bank deposits or something, at least for record. Nowadays people give obituary column for records, you know. star name will come in the obituary column. All right, anyhow life is short. Should I not enjoy immediately in a quick manner? Then Karma Yogi says, Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaha. What you call enjoyment is nothing but a pseudo name for pain. Whenever you enjoy anything, Indriyanam Tejaha Jarayanti. Your power of the sense organs are reduced. So that cannot be a way of lifestyle. Not that we should shun all the sense enjoyments. Nobody can shun all the sense enjoyments. Means what? Enjoyment gained through the senses. Even eating also is sense enjoyment only. Suppose Tirupati laddu is given and you taste it. How you taste it? Even though one part of mind says it is prasadam, another part of mind says it is laddu. Correct? And it is tasty. And in the place of laddu, same Venkatachalapati gives bitter goat. All bitter goats. What will do? Little you tell. Correct? Laddu, when it is given, you stand for one more queue to get one more laddu, even though it is 1 hour. But the same Tirupati Bhagavan started giving bitter gourd. What will do? Enough, appa, enough. Darsana matra saaku. So, sense enjoyment can never be avoided completely. Here the condemnation is for indulgence. There is a difference between eating for living and living for eating. Some fellows are there, they live for eating. Gluttons they are called. And nowadays a lot of eating melas are there. Enter, pay 250 rupees, have 250 varieties of dosa. Melas are there, eating melas. So Sarvendriyana Jarayanti Tejaha. This is the understanding of a Karma Yogi. He is an alert and sharp person, therefore he comes to conclusion that Nasti Akritaha Kritena. None of these things can satisfy me. All are external. Everything external. External to me. And this is a very great discovery in life. What is that great discovery? None of the external thing can satisfy me. Either I must be the source of entire satisfaction or there is no possibility of gaining satisfaction at all. Because by life experience and alert mind, he makes generalizations. If wealth is source of security, peace and happiness, all the people who are rich should be secured, peaceful and happy. It is not so. And all the poor people should be without security and unhappy. That also not so. There are so many people without any money, they are happy. Without any wealth, without any house or car, they are happy. So happiness and security is not connected with wealth. And happiness, security is not connected with the sense enjoyments also. The drunkard says, when he has alcohol, he says what? I am happy, therefore I have alcohol. So alcohol is connected with good times. That means what? Without alcohol, all the times are bad times or what? I refer to one advertisement. Good times. These are all conspiracy, you know. How to corrupt human thinking. So, drinking period is connected with good time. Non-drinking period is connected with natural bad time. Drinking period is connected with good time means drinking action is connected as good action. Drinking people are connected as good people. So non-drinking people, non-drinking action are all bad people and bad time. Correct? Bad actions. Powerful advertisement it is. And for a child's mind it is very, very powerful. And for a child, a sports star or a cinema star are heroes. And these fellows, without having any social responsibility, just for money's sake, they stand with that bottle telling the word, good time. Understood? These are all lack of thinking capacity. People don't have thinking mind. That's why corporate ridden society, it is corporate ridden government, businessman ridden society, advertisement ridden society, because people majority don't have thinking capacity. Any one of you got this idea when you saw that advertisement? When we see the advertisement, immediately we see the inner meaning of that. Because mind is alert. Karma yogi mind will be so much alert. He will find out. Recently one more advertisement came. Just 11-year-old children. One is boy and one is girl with a cell phone. Wherever you go, we will follow. One cell phone advertisement. That is what they encourage to go alone at the age of 11 or 12 years. Understood? These are all very great implications in the corporate society. So, Karma Yogi is a person who is very alert with regard to things what happens in the external world and with regard to things what happen in his own mind. And he discovers that nothing can satisfy me, however may be the great my external achievement. Nasti akritaha kritene. Because of this great discovery, he turns back. Turns back means what? So far he was running outside. Now he tries to come back to himself. The person, so far he was a beggar, begging for his security, peace and happiness from every item in the world. Whenever I go for ice cream, what I want to say? I don't have happiness, joy. So if I get ice cream, I will get happiness and joy. If I get cinema, I will get happiness and joy. So my condition is what? Intrinsically beggarly condition. So I went so far for external things to get those things. Now this person says, no, I will be a giver of security, peace and happiness. I will not run for security and peace and happiness. That is the first stage. Yoga yuktaha vishuddhatma bhavati. He becomes a man of maturity, man of purity. Then the second stage is vijitatma jitendriyaha bhavati. The result of this maturity is what? The result of purity of mind is what? Shama and dama. Sense control and mind control. Vijitatma means vijitaha atma antakkaranam yasya. One who has mastered his own mind. No thought will happen, no thought will rise or no thought will be perpetuated without his permission. No entry without permission. He has put on board. An alarm also, sign also is given. He has kept alarm bell in the form of Viveka. When the mind is pure from whims and fancies, it is available for higher thinking. It is available for thinking about the Lord, thinking about the realities of life, thinking about the leelas of the Lord. Because of this mastery, he becomes Jitendriyaha, a man of self-control, a man of Dhammavan, a man of self-control. One who has self-control means what? Not suppressed his senses, but sublimated his senses. He will use these eyes not for seeing TV or serials or cinema, but for reading certain great things, but for seeing the Lord's beauty. He will use that ears not for Gramya Sangeeta, FM, 24 hours FM, but he will use the same ears only for Shastra Shravana. So he has not shut down all the sense organs, but he has given direction to their function. Karma Yogi will attain this maturity. One is external, another is internal. Vijitatma Jitendriyaha Bhavati, Shamavan Dhamavan Bhavati. Once you get this maturity, which is called Jnana Yogyata, then Bhagavan will provide a teacher for you to gain that ultimate knowledge. Jignasa, desire to know what is the reality will arise in the mind, and a qualified teacher will come. All these ideas are given in the Upanishad mantra, Parikshalokan Karmajitan Brahmano Nirveda Maya Nasti Akritaha Kritena Tadvijnanartam Sadurumeva Abhigacche Shotriyam Brahmanishtam Tadvidhi Pranipadena Pariprashtena Sevaya Upatekshantite Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshinaha. In that shloka, I explained this entire idea. 2 hours we have seen this entire process. When that seeker approaches the teacher with the desire to know the reality, because he has understood that Bhagavan cannot be away from me, and still I am not able to have any access. And since he is not away from me, I cannot go and meet him by traveling in time. So I have to understand the reality. So from mumukshu, he converts himself as a jignasu. Then to know the reality. Jignasu means what? One who is desirous of knowing the reality. Once this desire comes, immediately somebody comes as the teacher. It is Bhagavan's duty to provide you the teacher once you qualify yourself as the seeker. When teacher comes, what he teaches? Aitadatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shveta ketu. That reality you are searching fortunately happened to be your own real nature. That is the teaching. Because of this teaching, he gains that knowledge, and because of gaining this knowledge, he becomes sarva bhutatma bhutatma. More details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.